Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Hello, Spirituality What? Listeners, it is Wednesday. I am Rebecca. We are here for part two of Teresa's live channeling episode. Last week, we listened to and got to talk a little bit about the live channel with the goddesses. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, I would definitely encourage you to do that. Today, we're going to get a live channel and, well, listen to the live channel from the 99, which is a little bit of a reflection on the live channel from the goddesses. We talk about dreaming, receiving as an active part of our lives. We go into values a little bit. And then I talked to Teresa a little bit about the different vocal patterns of the channeled councils and the entities. And she gives us a little bit of insight on how they started showing up in her life. Of course, we talk about manifestation, get into a little bit of victim energy and something that Teresa calls 2x4 moments, which I really like. And then really the importance of community. And I don't want to keep you waiting too long, so we're going to just get right to that live channel from the 99.
Wow.
Hold tight 1 second. Okay. Let me orient back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you. Let's see if anybody else wants to drop in and have a chat. Okay, thank you. And we salute our goddesses, for indeed they bring the message that is most vital at this time on your planet. Welcome, we are the 99. We are a council of beings here to support the evolution of humanity, and boy, do we have our job cut out for us. Yes, we do have a sense of humor, and we are quite charming as well. You will enjoy our conversations. We are not the same as the divine goddesses. We are very different. And as we speak through Teresa, we will use her voice to transmit the vibrations that are required for you to receive not only the words that we speak, but the transmissions and codes that are essential for you to continue in the optimal path of your evolutionary life. Okay, guys, slow down a minute here. We would like to step in and discuss what the divine goddesses were sharing about dreaming. You see, many of you lament the things that come into your life, and yet we tell you it is there because you created it. If you do not like it, do not choose it. If you want to be the creator of your life, do it with intention. Do it with purpose. If you want to be the creator of your life who lives out your soul's mission, then we're really getting to a place where we will have so much fun together, because living your soul's mission in a human body is a co-creation between yourself, your soul, your guides, and the universe. And let us tell you right now, you are in charge. We only can do, be, and experience, provide information at your will. And when we provide something, when we give you information, when we create synchronicities for your life, you are at choice to ignore them or accept them. That is why the goddesses spoke of receiving. Receiving is an active part of living powerfully into your life. I receive that information. You open your energy. You allow communication and you receive it. Teresa teaches on this because we gave it to her in 2021 as a channeled message so that we can share this more clearly with all who are on the evolutionary path. Open, allow, receive. Open, allow, receive. You are in charge. And if you receive something you do not like, know that you are the co-creator. You have invited it in. And then simply communicate through dreaming or visioning or meditation, or say it out loud. We will get the message. Tell us what you want. Now, when you receive things, know that you are creating them. You are not being controlled. You are not being told what to do. You are being, your world reflects that which you want to create. So embrace it. And if you want something different, change it. Take action. We can only respond to that which you transmit to us. Now, living an intentional life is about the internal self exploration. Who are you? Who do you want to be? And what do you want to create in your life? It is necessary to do the internal inquiry. One does not simply sit on the throne and command this and command that. One must be participatory in their life and how it unfolds. Who are you? What touches your heart? What are your values? That foundational statement will have a tremendous impact on that which you bring into your life. What do you value? We assure you that your world, everything that comes into your world, including the people, the places, the things, the experiences, all reflect what you value. Shouldn't you be purposeful about those values? There is tremendous opportunity within the human life. You are incredibly powerful. You are amazing, and you are here for two purposes. First, to self-evolve, to grow this human body's awareness, to be the best version of yourself. And we are quite aware that the best version means something different to every person. So be that. Be the best version. And secondly, your second purpose is to live life as your best person and influence others. How do you influence? Are you kind? Are you collaborative? Are you gentle? How do you want to influence? How do you want people to feel when they encounter you? Do you want them to feel good about you and themselves? Do you care? Do you want to play with the earth or the trees or the oceans or the animals instead of people? Where is your heart leading you? And will you listen? Ah, yes, indeed, that does require courage. And you are built for it. You have everything you need. And what you do not have, we will co-create with you. Now we will stop in our messages and ask, do you have questions for us?
I have been thinking this whole time about whether I had questions for you. And I think my first question is about values. So if you're saying we need to be purposeful about values and figure out our values, how do we go about doing that?
Very simple. Look at your life and identify the people, places, things, experiences that make you feel good. Look where you are drawn. What calls to you? Are you called to be collaborative in business with people who are futurists? Are you called to the oceans to begin to clean up the waste? Are you called to support individuals when they are sad? What do you value? There is no wrong answer. You cannot do it wrong. Because you simply say, oh, I did not want that value. I'm putting it back, but I want this one. I value intelligence. I value kindness. I value love. I value the earth and keeping her safe from harm. I value the woods. I value feeling calm and peaceful. I value solitude and regeneration. Does that answer the question?
It does, yes. I don't have any other questions at the moment.
This has been delightful, and we thank you for the opportunity to speak with you and your audience. And it is always our pleasure.
Thank you. Man, they were excited. When you first started talking, I was like, she's going at like a mile a minute. Like, how is she going to keep up with that pace? Holy cow.
The 99 are just something else. They come in like a freight train.
That's what it felt like.
And the energy, it feels like it's being forced into my head, and it's just crazy. They're awesome.
Yeah, that's a big one. I could like feel it through the screen. I feel like I like sat back a little bit. I was like, whoa, this is like a big one. Interesting.
Yeah, they're incredibly different energies. I mean, the goddesses are, they're so yummy, and you just want to snuggle up with a blankie on a cold winter day in front of the fire.
And like the vocal patterns are so different, and they're very different from your like regular speech as well, which I have read about, but.
The vocal patterns are complete. Isn't it amazing? And the 99, they're just so hilarious. They're fun and they're playful and they're intense. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that I've been with the longest.
Okay. Yeah, the goddesses are very, I mean, all of the words were very intentional, but they are like calculated, but not in a bad way, just in a very like thought out, authentic, calculated way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm a word nerd, is because words have energy. Words have carry a vibration.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you've been with the 99 the longest, they have, I guess I assumed they all sort of appeared at the same time, but that's not actually accurate. Then you kind of tapped into the 99, and then the goddesses and the Eli and the star beings kind of just appeared at later times in your life?
Yes. Yeah. So the 99 were the first who came in, and I was channeling them pretty regularly. And then one day it was almost like this energy came out from the left side of my vertical tube, which is where the energy comes in.
Okay.
And all of a sudden it felt different. And so I'm like, all right, let's see what's going on here. And they just came in. And like I said, it was just like this warm hug.
Yeah.
So we've been channeling with them. I've been channeling them for a couple of years now. And then the star beings, I was channeling for my alchemy class.
Okay.
And all of a sudden they dropped in because they had a really specific message for that class. So it's fascinating to me because each of them have a very unique presence and a very unique objective. You know,
yeah,
they're all doing something a little bit different but all about the human evolution.
Yeah. So in the channels that you just did, I was taking notes. We talked about dreaming and dreaming with intention, infusing your dreams with emotion, which to me sounds like a recipe for manifestation, dreaming, manifesting, maybe synonymous here. I didn't ask that question, but, and also there were a couple of like sound bites that I really liked. And so the goddesses said, be receptive, be open, and be curious. And I'm like, that's like a t-shirt. As soon as I read that down, I was like, that sounds like a t-shirt to me, actually. So thanks, ladies. And then 99 said, open, allow, and receive. And so I think, I don't know, those just really, they're just catchy, and they just kind of stuck in my head. The 99 were also saying, like, basically, like, we do have free will, kind of confirming that we do have free will and we do make choices. And we've talked about destiny versus free will on this podcast before, probably a long time ago, not recently. But so I thought that was kind of like an interesting one, and this intentional kind of life. And so I wanted to ask.
I find it fascinating because you're absolutely right. That's all about manifestation. It is how we create our life is manifestation. And I think this, the most important message is nothing comes into your life except that which
that
you
didn't ask for. Yeah,
life doesn't happen to you.
Exactly. And I think I've seen some like videos online recently about like, you know, thoughts, and some people are like, well, thoughts are reality, and other people are like, thoughts aren't reality. And I think the thing I continue to come back to, which is basically like what you just said, which is the more you think about something, the more weight it gets, the more it's in the front of your mind, and the more you're likely to manifest it. Exactly.
Yep. 100%. And there's a huge morphogenic field of victim mentality.
Okay.
And that's the one that we unplug from when we, a morphogenic field is like an energy field of like energy. And when we say, oh, this happened to me, and this person said that, or, you know, and then I had this thing happen, and then we start to get into our little pity parties, that is victim mentality. That is victim energy. And I think probably the most important thing for us to remember is life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And if it came into your life, it's because the signals of what you're calling in were ignored or missed by you. So if you're thinking about, you know, that person doesn't like me, well, that's what's going to show up for you. Or if you think this job isn't for me, that's what's going to show up for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also have had some memes come into the spirituality what like feed on Instagram about like, you know, I'm butchering it now because I don't have it in front of me and my phone's on airplane mode anyway, but it's like basically you asked for all these things, and sometimes you ask for big things that require a complete dismantling of your life as you know it so that you can open up for these other things, right? Like you got what you asked for, but you just might not have realized that you had to give up some things in order to get it.
Yeah, 100%. And even when we get those 2x4 moments or those dismantling moments, how you approach them and how you respond is up to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Teresa, that was awesome. Super cool. I feel very special to have been here live while you were doing it. And there were a couple of points where I was like tearing up because I felt like they were talking specifically to me, which I hope everybody who listens to this episode feels a little bit like that at one point or time in the live channeling. I do have one final question for you, which is sometimes we get to ask people this and sometimes we don't have time. Which is just, you know, what is one tip that you might have for our listeners about living as a spiritual being in these human bodies?
That's a great question. Absolutely, 100% is find a community so that you feel supported, so that you know that you're not on this path alone. I think the more that we come into community with people who have like-minded values, right, the easier it is for us to embrace what comes into our life, no matter what comes in.
I love that. Absolutely. And I think, I mean, it's true, right? Like, even if you're an introvert, like, community is still helpful, right? Like, just because you don't want to talk to people, like, knowing you're not alone and having people who have similar experiences and just having people who love you to give you that love energy, right? Without saying anything is helpful. Awesome. Well, Teresa, yeah, this was great. So what is the best way if someone wants to reach out to you or get in contact with you or hear more channelings that you might have done before? What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Well, the best way to find me is on my website, teresawarnstaff.com. It's teresawarnstaff.com. You can check me out on my YouTube channel. You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. I share channelings and I share messages that the guides ask me to bring into the community. And I want to personally invite the audience to receive two things. First, I have a free meditation on my website that they can download. And secondly, I have that community of like-minded people. It's called the Trust Circle. We meet every single Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, and we've been meeting for almost 5 years. So here's the requirements. All you have to do is show up for yourself. You don't have to be on camera. You don't have to say anything. Or you can open up and share and receive guidance from a spiritual community that will hold you and see you and love you and celebrate you. So those are my invitations. And you can sign up to receive the Zoom link on my website as well.
Awesome. I love that. And we will include the website link in the podcast description as well. So, well, wonderful. Well, Teresa, this was a great, very unique episode. Awesome. And I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. This has been so much fun.
Woo! That was quite an episode. And as I mentioned with part one, and as I mentioned in the episode here too, I really hope that everybody got something that they needed out of that channel. It was just for us, just for you guys, just for we, and we will catch you on the flip side. Thank you for joining me on today's Spirituality What? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.